Good morning. Welcome to Cottonwood Baptist Church and a Christmas celebration as we feature our children's choir in a candle of Christmas. Would you all please bow your heads as we open in prayer? Father God, we thank you for this opportunity today to celebrate the birth of your Son and help us to honor the life of your Son and the gift that you gave on the cross for us, as Jesus died as our Savior. And let us keep that in mind of the great gift that you gave us as we worship this morning. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. December has come, and with it comes all the joys of Christmas. But what is the real meaning of Christmas? Is it gifts under the tree, the lights on the houses, or cards in the mail? Or could it even be drinking hot chocolate and sharing laughter with your family? For many people, this is the meaning of Christmas. As a believer, Christmas time has a deeper meaning. Christmas comes as a season of great joy. It is God showing His great love for us. Christmas is when we celebrate the birth of the Christ child. God sent His Son Jesus into the world to be born. His birth brought great joy to the world. Shepherds, wise men, and angels all shared in the excitement of knowing about this great event. They knew this was no ordinary baby. The prophets had told of His coming hundreds of years before. Even the stars knew where to find this special baby. We come together to be part of this great celebration, the celebration of Christmas.
Let's bow our hearts for a prayer of thanksgiving. Gracious Father, this is just an awesome time and an awesome season that you've blessed us with. It's a time of reflection of how great you are, the gift that keeps on giving to each and every one of us, to this generation and to all generations. Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son, the sacrifice, the birth, the death, and the resurrection that lives beyond our comprehension, but lives within our heart. And so, Father, we come to you just with a grateful heart, a humble heart. We celebrate you in our life. We celebrate our children. We celebrate our heritage, Lord. A heritage that only comes from you. It cannot be drummed up. It cannot be schemed up. Lord, this is a heritage that we say thank you. Lord, we want to praise you. We want to bless you, Lord. This next hour, Lord, we give it to you. We ask that you would, Holy Spirit, come, fill us with your presence, and let our joy be overflowed and expressed with a grateful, sincere heart. Lord, we love you. We thank you for this time. We ask that you would bless these kids and all that are participating within our own hearts, how thankful we are for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Isaiah 9:6 says, "For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." The prophet Isaiah wrote this 400 years before Jesus was born. God wanted his people to have hope for the coming of the one who would set them free. This is one of God's first promises to us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your promises that you give to us, the promises of new life, the promises of hope and a future that comes through Jesus Christ. We are grateful, Father, for your promises in Jesus' name. We light the candle of promise.
2, verses 13 and 14. Suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." The prophet Isaiah refers to the coming one as the Prince of Peace, the one who would bring peace to the nation, and that he would have an eternal rule of peace and justice. Eternal peace. Peace forever. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the peace that you send to us that surpasses all of our understanding. Lord, I pray that as we go into this season of celebration of your Son's coming, that we will fully grasp, understand, accept, and hold on to that peace. Lord, we know that we have opportunities in this world to serve you and to show your love to others. And I pray, Lord, that it'll be your peace that will enter into us so that we can show that light and that peace to the rest of this world. Thank you, Lord, for this time. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that we have to come into your house and into your presence. I pray, Lord, that your peace will be what others see in us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Psalms 98, 4 through 6 says, Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant songs with music. With music to the Lord, with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. The birth of baby Jesus brought great joy to Mary and Joseph, to the shepherds and the wise men. We celebrate the birth of Jesus with great joy in our hearts. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you for the joy that your Son brought us. Lord, the joy that we get to have through salvation. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Behold, a virgin shall bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel.
Joyful, joyful, we adore you, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before you, opening to the sun above.
You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
Joyful, joyful, we adore you, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before you, opening to the sun above.
For unto you is born this day a Savior, He is Christ the Lord.
Sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away.
He is the light, in him there is no darkness at all.
Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. Joy surround you, earth and heaven reflect your rays. Stars and angels sing around you, center of unbroken praise.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God.
Field and forest, vale and mountain, flowering meadow, flashing sea.
Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill to men.
Chanting bird and flowing fountain, call us to rejoice.
They sang praises with gladness and bowed their heads and worshiped him.
Joyful, joyful, we adore you.
Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come and he has redeemed his people.
Hearts unfold like flowers before you. Joyful, joyful, we adore you, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before you, opening to the sun above.
O
I would like to take a time for a second for the children to come to the front for the Christmas story. If you're a child in the audience, if you're a child at heart even, I guess if you want. Well, the kids, come down to the front just for a minute. I have a Christmas story for you. Come on down. Yeah, if y'all walking across the wires, be careful. Come on down. Come on, y'all have a seat right here in front of me. Right here on the floor. Right here. Gather around. Any other? Come on up, guys. Come on up. Y'all skedaddle over here. Looks like Dave's children are bringing him up. That's good. All right. Well, I have a story for you. So y'all look at me for a second. Peek this way. Can y'all see me? All right. Good. In the Bible, we have the Christmas story. The Christmas story is, for me, one of the best stories ever. And let me read something to you out of Luke 2. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. And he went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. Y'all know who that child was? Who's that child? Yeah. All right. Good job. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. And she wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord just suddenly shone to them. The glory of the Lord shone all about them, and they were terrified. Can I see a scared face? Show me your scared faces. Okay, think about that and think of even more terrified. They were frightened. They were terrified. That's good. That's really good. They were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Hey, don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Because today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you, and he is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in wrapping paper." Is that what the Bible says? What's the baby wrapped in? No. Cloths, right. And lying in a manger. And the shepherds hurried off and found Joseph and Mary and the baby in a manger. Just like the angels told them. And after that, they saw the new baby. They went and shared the good news that the angels had told them. Hey, kids, we celebrate Christmas because it's the day that Jesus was born. It's the birthday of Jesus. Y'all want to do something for me? Let's sing Happy Birthday to Jesus. Hey, congregation, I want y'all to join with us. We even got music for this one, so there's no excuses. Let's sing it to Jesus.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Jesus. Happy birthday to you.
All right. Y'all go have a seat.
Matthew 2:10-11 says, "When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down to worship him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and incense and myrrh. The wise men brought gifts of value to Jesus, but God has brought the greatest gift of all through his Son. He has given us the gift of salvation." John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Jesus, the greatest gift of all. Will y'all pray with me? Father God, Lord, we thank you for gifts. We thank you for the gifts you have given us of family, of friends on this Christmas season. And, but most of all, Lord, we thank you for the gift of salvation and the gift of your Son. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
before the world began. Our Father God had planned to send His only Son as a sign of His great love. Prophets foretold the birth of one who'd save the earth. And one night in Bethlehem, a baby came and changed the world. He was the
world would wait. Sin demanded justice at a price we could not pay. But God displayed His mercy, the greatest gift of love. When we could not reach heaven, heaven came to us. He made a way in a manger, way through the sun. Messiah, the promise before time had begun. For God so loved this world, though he knew what love would cost, he made a way in a manger to make a way to the cross. In Bethlehem, a stable became a throne of grace, as God himself, our Savior, drew near to take our place. His mother smiled in wonder as shepherds stood in awe. The sacrifice of heaven lay sleeping in the straw. He made a way in a manger, a way through the sun. Messiah, the promised, before time had begun. For God so loved this world, though he knew what love would cost, he made a way in a manger to make a way to the cross. He is the life who died our death, the precious Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head.
In a manger, no fear for a man. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The
He made a way in a manger, a way through the sun. Messiah, the promise, before time had begun. For God so loved this world, though he knew what love would cost, he made a way in a manger. Make a way to the cross.
Luke 1:30. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus." Luke 1:38 reads, "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. Mary, a symbol of true purity and holiness, with a heart that was of servanthood and love, and no question of what God wanted from her. Let us pray. Most gracious and heavenly Father, please give us a heart like your servant Mary, so that your perfect will be done in your way. Amen.
Candle of Mary.
We sweet Mary.
John 1:14 says, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." Then John said in 1 John 1:5, "This is the message we've heard from Him and declare to you, God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all." Jesus is our light. Jesus is our light of promise, peace, joy, grace, and truth. Let's pray together. Father, we come before you so grateful for this child named Jesus, who is the light of the world and came to shine in our hearts, who grew, Lord, who grew to the place of the cross where he died for you and died for us. And I ask God in your name, as a result of Jesus being in our hearts, that we would truly let our light shine for the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Light the candle of Christ.
And there was the baby lying in the manger. The shepherds told everyone what had happened. All who heard the story were astonished, but Mary quietly treasured these things in her heart.
Thank you. Thank you. Father, we have come.
Father, we have come to bow down in worship.
So may the light of the Lord Jesus Christ shine upon you, your family, this Christmas season. Amen. Amen. Give a hand to the singing saints again. All right. Let's pray. We're going to take our offering now, so if you'd come on down, let's pray for that today. Lord, we're just so grateful that you came. That God, you gave your first and you gave your best. Gave your only begotten Son. And I pray, Lord, that as a reflection of who you are in our lives and the gratefulness that we share together today for all the things that you do in our lives, all the things that you show us, all the things that you teach us, that we would give our first and our best. Not just in this moment as offering is taking. But God, I pray that would be the drumbeat of our lives, giving our first and our best to you. And Lord, we know that our best is only as good as it is in Jesus Christ. And we praise you today that it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. And I pray, Father, for a life that comes out of this body, out of this local church, that all it always gives their first and their best. Bless this offering, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you. You may be seated. If you are new to us today, we're really glad.